right, little jeans. This is it, you guys. This is the week. Tommy Mommy.
This is it.
And Christina Mommy are doing our official very first Your Mom's House tour. Kicking it off May 17th, Portland, Oregon. Guess what? That first show, 8 p.m., it's sold out. You can't even see us at 8 o'clock.
You got to get to that 10:30 show.
You got to go. Buy your tickets now.
Don't fuck around.
Don't fuck around. You make your plans. Do it now, guys.
And we can. You can get tickets to the show are available at our site, yourmomshousepodcast.com. You can also get it at tomsegura.com. You can get it at christinacomedy.com. So all the links are there. 10:30 show, Portland. We really want to blow it out. So if you are in the Portland area, come see us.
Is this, you know what this reminds me of? Sa Don Juan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those monks in the 90s.
That's a cum dog song. What do you think?
Sa Don Juan. Okay, so Severe, what did you drink? Was that soda water?
Yeah, I think so.
That crackled. I could feel that in my ears.
It was pretty good.
Like everyone else right now. All right, and then May 18th, guess what? Seattle. Same thing. Mommy.
Less than 20 tickets available, by the way.
For the 8 o'clock show.
That's the only show.
Yeah. That's it, you guys. If you haven't bought your tickets, I highly suggest doing it now because we only got 20 seats left and it's going to go quick. So if you're putting that off, don't put it off anymore.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
After that, May 23rd through 26th, I will be at the Richmond Funny Bone in Richmond, Virginia. And then May 29th, Cobb's Comedy Club. I'm headlining a benefit, 8 o'clock show. So it's for a good cause. I believe helping teachers, I hope. I asked them, they're like, yeah, I know it's nothing bad. Like, we kill puppies.
Yeah.
I'm not supporting the Klan, so that's fine.
That's good.
And after that, June 6th through 9th, I have moved my Cincinnati date. June 6th through 9th, Cincinnati Funny Bone in Cincinnati, Ohio. Holler at me.
Holler at the God.
What about you, Bunzeronis?
Yo, if you're listening to this right when it drops, as you should, Wednesday, May 15th, I will be at the Hollywood Improv. I'm doing a 30-minute set there, which is not normal for L.A. So if you're around in L.A. Wednesday night, come see me at the Improv. Obviously, Portland, Seattle this weekend. And then I just added Denver. The Comedy Works South, I will be there for only 4 shows, Friday and Saturday May 31st and June 1st. That's it. 2 shows Friday, 2 shows Saturday, May 31st, June 1st, the Denver Comedy Works South. So please come see me there, Denver. I love the city of Denver. And then June 6th through 8th, I will be at Dr. Grin's in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Put your smile on, Doctor.
At the Bob, the big old building.
The big old building. And that's what's up. You ready to start the show or what?
Yeah, buddy.
Let's do it, man. Let's start the show. All right.
Yes, tastes so good. Yo, get the fuck out of my way. Are you seriously eating banana chips and fucking drinking ketchup? Get the fuck out of here, dude. Oh. What you need to do, pick your lazy ass up, go to the store, and get hot Cheetos. And buy like 6 of these and just drink the fuck out of it. I drink like 5 of these. And this is my last one. I'm sick, and I eat these chips. I'll eat this motherfucker in the damn summer. Damn that shit. So me to go to the fucking store and get them. This fruit tastes gooder than a bitch. But how the fuck do I open it though? That's the problem. So what needs to do is get a knife grip and cut that shit open. Once you do that, let's do a quiz. So what you need to do, hot Cheeto first. Banana shits. Because that tastes like shit. Banana fuckers. I'm a hooker. This shit tastes fucking nasty.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitsin. Christina
Pajitsin. Welcome to your mom's house.
That kid really likes hot Cheetos.
Do you know what the drink was?
No.
The drink is one of those, the Starbucks cold drink from the grocery store. You know, the one that's like...
The Frappuccino?
Yeah, yeah. It's mm-hmm. like, well, and then mm-hmm. he's like, that shit is the fucking best. Hot Cheetos and that drink. And he's...
Very nutritious combination for a child.
Maybe like 6 or 7 years old.
Got quite a mouth on that lad.
He gets fired up, that little kid, mm-hmm. man. I mean...
What's the beef exactly? Somebody didn't get that combo for him?
I don't know. Like, I gave you the shorter version. I mean, he really...
You laugh, but cut that shit open. What should we do? let's do a quiz. So, what you need to do? Hot Cheeto first.
And then he's comparing it to banana chips.
Because I taste like shit.
He's right about that.
Yeah.
They do taste like
Cheetos
shit.
Are good.
I hate banana chips.
Banana fuckers.
Banana fuckers. He spits it out.
It's a hooker. This shit tastes fucking nasty. So yeah, this fucking versus this. And this shit won. Huh. I'll still comparing contest. I don't want to fucking drink ketchup, so leave in the comments what's better. Banana chips. Or hot Cheetos. Ketchup. Or this motherfucker right here. So,
wow.
Bitch, you better go get your lazy ass to the store and not buy these motherfuckers. So,
wow.
You motherfucker, getting your ass whooped.
He's punching the pillow.
He's the fuck out of here.
You know why?
Super sugar rush.
You know, yeah, he's all hopped up on Frappuccino.
He drank 5 of them.
Well, then why are you letting your kid drink Frappuccino?
They're not there, the parents.
Clearly.
Yeah. The fuck y'all looking at, man?
How did he upload this video on YouTube?
Kids are fucking tech savvy.
A 6-year-old?
Sure.
His idiot parent did this.
No,
like,
I don't
oh,
think
so.
Look
how cute this kid is.
Nah.
Look how amazing my child is.
Maybe he's not 6. Maybe he's 8. Kid can figure that out for sure.
Really?
Oh yeah. You have to remember.
Damn, this shit,
I can barely do it.
Right, but you got to remember that for a kid that's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, technology like this is all they've ever known.
Yeah, it's in their eyeballs.
They didn't learn it at 20. You know, they learned it.
Wow. All hopped up, man. He's all hopped
all
up on
hopped
hot Cheetos.
Up. All hopped up.
I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew. Remember that? Yeah, Talladega Nights.
So fucking
I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey. That's my favorite part. And then the grandma comes, who's played by Jane Curtin, and completely whoops their asses into shape.
Yeah, that's great.
I love that.
So fucking funny. That. Speaking of good tasting stuff, like that good
hot
fucking
Cheetos.
Shit, like fucking Tito's. First of all, I had the absolute best time in Austin.
Oh, yeah?
Wait,
it's just like Cleveland, isn't it?
Austin and Cleveland are sister cities. Mm. They're very similar. And a lovely couple gave us some cheese that I brought home.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely delightful.
Mouth watering. Did you realize that we ate that for breakfast?
Like we sure did.
You pulled that out well before lunchtime, and I was like, fuck.
And very thoughtful. I didn't realize till I opened it. I think the lovely couple works at, was it Antonella's? Antonella's?
It's Antonelli's? It's on the packaging, thankfully.
Yeah, I know, but the packaging's not in front of me. So.
Well, it's in the fridge. I can go. Do you want me to stop the show and go get it?
No.
Stupid.
Well, I'm trying to give
them. Give me some hot Cheetos.
I'm trying to give them.
And Frappuccino.
Yes.
I thought it was pornography at first.
I know you did.
I'm
could
like,
tell.
Oh, no. What is this? And then he's like a little kid.
Yeah, I know.
Is this kid porn? Oh, no.
But the couple was so thoughtful that works at Antonelli's. That's what I'm going to go with. Okay. Antonelli's.
Something like that.
Cheese shop. That inside the bag, they made one specifically for me because I said what kind of cheese I like and one for you.
Yeah.
They're both fantastic. So thank you so much. We tried it and both of the cheeses.
This fruit tastes gooder than a bitch.
Tasted gooder than a bitch. They
your
both
kid's
did.
Amazing.
And it makes you kind of go,
watch your profanity.
Watch it.
Watch your profanity. He sounds.
Watch your profanity.
I like that. He's so effeminate. I had a fan bring something really cool. It was a Mother's Day card for me and for you, of course.
Of course. And, well, we're both mothers.
Right, of course. And it was a picture of Mary J. Blige and a thought bubble of her.
Oh, my God.
Thinking
Where
about
is that?
Her thinking about shrimp.
Where is it?
It's in my backpack. No, no, it's in my notebook. I have it. Shrimp. Woo! Because I like to peel and I peel and I eat and I like to peel and eat them.
I boil and I steam and I fry and I grill. I can't get enough of my shrimp.
Who knew Mary J. loved shrimp as much as she does?
Yeah, Austin is your sister's tits. It's a great fucking town.
Isn't
man.
It, though?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I really had the best time. Jesus. Wow. Oh, also somebody gave me coffee, sir. I remember
just unwrapped
name.
That. Thank you.
Oh, you unwrapped it?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Nice, the so coffee.
I haven't tried it yet because I'm working on some other coffees, but it's in the...
You got it. It's on the schedule.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to get through a coffee bag before you open the next one.
You do, because you feel like really wasteful.
Yeah.
If you have multiple bags open.
But your coffee will be tasted and judged, sir.
Okay.
But thank you for the gift. That's very kind of you.
That is very nice.
I have to say, of all the gifts, you know, we're very fortunate that people bring us gifts to the shows.
Mm-hmm.
Two of my favorites so far are coffee and cheese.
That's really good. Bring us espresso beans. We like espresso, ground espresso, if you're going to bring cheese.
Don't bring me,
cheese.
Don't bring me slice of American cheese from the grocery store.
No.
I like gourmet shit.
Fancy.
I like shit.
Fancy cheese.
That you try and you just go.
This fruit tastes gooder than a bitch.
It tastes gooder than a bitch.
You know, I've tried hot Cheetos. I realize that is this generation's.
They love it.
Chili flavored Fritos, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan. I don't understand the hype. I don't believe the hype.
Get out of here.
I don't
what?
Like the red coloring. It's off-putting.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Mm-mm. Have you tried hot Cheetos?
I have.
Well?
Like them.
No.
I am. Well, the thing is, I'm more of this generation. I'm a pretty cool kid.
Whatever.
And
you were born in the 70s.
What?
Uh-huh.
What year?
74. How old are you? 48, right?
I am 48 years old.
You were born in 1971.
Babe, that's not true. So you had a blast in Cleveland.
Oh, I mean, look, the poets have written about Cleveland. Didn't Shakespeare write a sonnet dedicated to Cleveland?
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
You know, Cleveland is its own animal. It's from what I've seen of it, it's very interesting. I did notice the crowds were great. First of all, a lot of mommies came out, which I'm always thankful for. So thank you, mommies, for coming out. But the crowds can be a little unruly. And you know what I did notice a lot of in Cleveland, especially, I know you're going to appreciate this, a lot of black people yelling.
In the showroom?
Not in the showroom. Just walking around Cleveland downtown.
You mean just out in life?
In life. Just
yelling?
A lot of, like, more so than in Los Angeles, where black people yell, too. Like, it was a lot of, like, come on, man, let me know what you're talking about now! And, like, yelling angrily.
This shit should be easy!
Right.
Right.
Just a lot of, and I...
Quiet, motherfucker!
Yeah.
Right.
And I did see a lot of white women yelling, too, which was weird. Like, one woman was like, you fucking hit my car! Come back here! I saw you fucking hit my car! And I was like, that's amazing. And I looked to see who she was talking to, and there was nobody there.
Oh, that's like, so there's mentally ill people throughout
maybe
Cleveland.
That's what that is. Maybe it's not a black thing, just a crazy thing.
Okay, because so far it started black, your observation.
It was predominantly. And also, I was walking Theo, and so like...
Oh, ass nigga!
Right, and then like I would see some like black guy yelling, and that scares me, obviously, because you're like, oh, he's crazy, he's going to hurt me.
Because he's black?
The yelling. It's not so much the blackness. Yeah. It's definitely the yelling. And so I would have to be like, I got to be careful because you don't know what somebody, and I don't know who they're yelling. Who is he yelling to?
It could be yelling at you.
It could be yelling at himself. Could right. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's the thing.
But that's the thing is you don't know if you're getting yelled at.
God, that is, and that's the essence of
course.
It, isn't it?
Yeah. Are you getting yelled at?
That is the essence of it. Now, I naturally blame myself for everything. So I'm like, maybe he's yelling at me. Clearly, I'm.
Because I ain't going out like that.
How you felt?
But when you see a black man yelling in the street, do you automatically assume it's you that he's yelling to?
No, I mean, a black guy yelling in the street. Anybody. Does it have to be a black guy? It could be anybody, right?
Yeah.
But specifically, if we're talking about a black guy, they have a different cadence.
That's what I'm saying. It just happened to be that the area I was at,
yeah,
like I was in, that there was more,
yeah, Cleveland,
more black people,
yeah, I got
yelling.
It. Yeah. well, I think I would tense up just because I don't know what the situation at hand
right.
is.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, is he yelling to somebody that's got they're going to stab me? They're planning to stab me?
Mm-hmm.
Is he yelling like, hey, there's hot dogs down up ahead. I can't stab a hot dog.
You gotta look out for them hot dogs.
Yeah, sure. They got relish and mustard. Like, is that?
Yeah.
I don't know what the guy was yelling.
Fuck you!
There was one guy who was on the opposite side of the street, and I was walking Theo, and he was so angry. Just like, and I was like, fuck you, like that.
Yeah.
And like, and I was like, I don't gotta look at you, motherfucker. You coming here, motherfucker? Shit, fuck. And I was like, oh, this guy's gonna... He's going to hurt somebody.
Well, I think that would make anybody nervous just because it sounds like when anybody yells like that, it makes you go, you know, what's about to happen? Why is somebody aggravated and angry? Because if anybody yells, you go, the situation at hand might be, you know, primed for something action to take place.
Yeah.
That's what usually yelling, angry yelling is the lead into, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like if I... I'm on any street and I hear somebody yell some shit out, I'm just automatically like,
what's going on here?
You know?
But on the other hand, I don't want you to think that Cleveland was only
black people yelling.
Black people yelling.
Mm-hmm.
There were many black people I spoke with that didn't yell.
We gonna ride tonight.
People that gave me directions, black men that I just spoke to ask where the Starbucks was, and they were very kind. So I don't want you to think that that's only...
Did you only meet black people?
Oh, no.
You said a white lady yelled.
Oh, there's a white lady that's angry that somebody hit her car, so she thought...
He got a stiff dick.
Right, it was that. That's her, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was just a lot of yelling. And But I also had something happen to me that I know you would be thrilled about.
Oh, yeah.
So after one of my shows, this really like attractive black woman comes up to me.
Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of hanging with me a little bit as the audience filters out. So I know that she's priming me to tell me something.
And you don't know what it's going to be.
What it's going to be. Right. Like usually when an audience member, they linger, it means that they want to be like, I just want to tell you
I hated your bit.
I think you should really not make fun of retarded people so much whatever she's going to. I braced myself for the worst.
Can I tell you right before you say that? Because the note thing is that sometimes some of the two worst things that I experience from audience members are a joke that they've heard or a joke they want to share.
That's terrible, yeah.
Horrible. Don't do that to any. I'm not talking about me and Christina. Don't do that to comedians. No comedian wants to hear.
You can put that in your act.
Your fucking shitty joke that you heard
on the internet.
It's terrible. And it absolutely kills a comedian's soul to hear your fucking joke book joke or the joke that your friend always tells. It's horrible.
Yeah.
And the other one that I've been getting is emails about like. I have a lot of. I have a similar sense of humor to yours. If you'd like to hear some of my stuff, just write me back and let me know. Like, are you insane? Do you think I'm going to write you an email saying, "Yeah, I'd love to fucking read your material"?
No, send me everything. Send me all your good bits. I'm going to use them all.
Jesus Christ, it's
bananas!
It's so fucking crazy.
Make a YouTube video of all your bits.
Yeah, don't fucking. Do you think I want to read your stuff? That's so insane to me.
I know, my favorite, and it is nice. It's kind when people come up to me and they're like, you know, my best friend is just like you.
That's fine.
And
right?
I'm like, yeah. I totally, like, maybe, does your best friend hate themselves as much as I do inside secretly?
Probably not.
Your best friend's probably way more normal, but whatever. It's endearing. So anyway, this broad is like a really well put together lady, and usually well put together types don't linger with me.
Right.
It's usually like the sloppy drunks.
Uh-huh. Hey, what are you doing now?
Right. Or actually mommies, when they come up to me, I'll ask them, hey, hang out. Linger because I want to talk to you later.
Yeah.
So I don't want to scare anybody off from talking to me. But
do you have any cool shitty jokes you could tell me now?
Here's one you got to say. What do you call a pecker with two heads or something? Yeah,
like
I know.
The doctor I told you about, the one who was like, "I mean, why aren't you in movies?"
And
I was
right. Like, "Yeah, that's my favorite.
You're as funny as like Seth and, uh-huh. and Jonah." I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "Or me? I'm just as funny."
Oh, right.
Too.
The doctor's just as funny as
I was
you.
Like, what?
Yeah.
I'm pretty much the comic among my friends.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because it's not a skill to be a comedian.
Yeah.
You don't have to hone your craft. Just like, that's like you saying to him, oh, you're a doctor? I also do brain surgery on the weekends.
Well, I mean, amongst my friends, I'm the most medically inclined, you know?
I can diagnose the shit out of some stuff.
I don't have a private practice, but if like somebody's hurting, they're always like, where's Tom?
Wait, I can
Tom can solve this shit.
Bandage up people.
Yeah. It could be bacterial. It could be viral. They're always like, Tom kind of knows what that world's all about, and then I'll go and I'll take care of him.
Well, do you want to hear what this woman
said
to me?
You fucking fuck. Yeah, absolutely.
So
she's lingering, and you're wondering like what's going
on. Right, but she's really normal for like the drunk linger. She's not even drunk. She's just like a well-put-together lady. And we start talking, and she's like, we talk about life in general, like you got to keep a positive attitude. And I was like, absolutely, this and that. And she goes, so can I ask you something? I go, yeah. She goes, Did you marry a black man?
Oh.
Is your husband black?
What did you say?
And I was like, he would be thrilled to know somebody asked that, but no, he's not. Because she goes, a lot of things in your act made me think that maybe you married a black man.
I'm you like, did.
You did. Yeah, in his soul, he's black.
Yeah.
You're very black inside.
I feel like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But you do like black approval. We discussed that on the last
episode. You know what? I just did this... I did this podcast that just went up today, actually, and it's Jeremy Essig's
uh-huh.
podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You worked with him, right?
Yes. Sweet Jeremy guy. Very funny.
Yeah, I think Jeremy's originally from, excuse me, Cincinnati.
Don't
and he
clear
lives,
your throat into the microphone.
Oh, you're right.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Nobody wants to hear that. You're right. He's originally from, sorry.
Sorry, so discombobulated.
Please don't do that. it's called Trivial Matters with Jeremy Essig, and Essig is E-S-S-I-G. So anyways, we did an episode, and it just went up, and it's a conversation that we had about my obsession with black culture.
Oh,
so it's if you're interested in that, you should check it out, Trivial Matters with Jeremy Essig. But anyways, when you say that to me, I immediately go, yeah.
You swell with pride?
Absolutely.
You beam?
Well, the black approval thing goes back to adolescence.
Listen, everybody wants black approval. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
When a black person says you're cool, you like cool shit,
right.
or you did something right, like it's huge. Because they're like the gold standard for what's cool in the world. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Not just that, too. But also, like, if you grew up playing sports, black approval in sports meant that you're good to go. If someone was like, yeah, he could run with us, you could play ball with us, you're like,
oh, wow.
Inside you go, oh, fuck yeah.
Right, right. Yes. Because black people are the best athletes.
Of course.
And stuff,
so they're the coolest, the best athletes. Right. They're trendsetters. Like, all we're saying is just obvious shit when people are like, and then what kills me is when you say this and somebody goes like, what do you mean? Why are you saying that? Or they get upset and they're like, that's so awful and racist.
It's empirically true.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
It's been proven time and time again. That's why the whole fucking football league is predominantly black. Yeah. Basketball, football.
Basketball is about 90%. Yeah, football is probably like 70%.
Of course.
Yeah. But, yeah, black approval. But we talk all about it on his podcast. You should check it out. And it does make me very, very happy. And we were talking about, speaking of race, about which race of people, specifically down to gender, do you have feelings of affection towards? Like,
or
who do you trust?
Do you trust immediately?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was on...
I'll tell you what it is for me.
Or oh, okay. I was going to talk, but if you want to talk too.
Okay, go ahead.
You can go.
Go.
I was on the flight home from Detroit, connected in Detroit, and there was a nice Indian couple next to me.
Yeah.
Indian is like my stepdad Indian, like India. And I immediately was like, yes, thank you, God. Like, I'm sitting next to this sweet Indian couple. Because you know that Indian people generally are going to be sweet to you. Just like, I think because of their religious practices and shit, like karma and positive energy. Don't they believe in that? And they don't eat cows. And, you know, they're never shitty to me. I've never had a bad experience with Indian people.
Yeah, well, we're definitely not the same people, I'll tell you that much.
Why? Who do you not trust? Or who do you trust?
No, I'm saying I just don't feel the same way as you.
Well, maybe because my stepdad's an Indian.
That's totally why.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you grew up with it.
So who do you trust? Who do you...
immediately? I immediately feel the most comfortable with women over 40 who are Latina or black.
Latina. Yeah, absolutely. Latins,
so an older down. anyone 40 or older who is a black woman or a Latin woman, I immediately feel like I can I can approach, I can say anything to, I can ask any question, I can say, do you know like what's going on over here? You know, do you know what can you watch this for me? Can I ask you a favor? Or small talk? I feel like I could just, you know, people who are standing around. Or if you're waiting to get on a flight or something, I don't want to talk to fucking 99% of people.
No.
But I feel like I can start a conversation with either one of those two.
Easily. Yeah. Or I would...
And
okay.
The older, the better.
Older women, hands down. Not so much white older women. Ironically...
No, I don't want that.
I distrust older white women. I distrust white
most.
People. Oh, older white dudes? Yeah. Forget it.
They're
fuck
the worst.
Off. If
I didn't know my dad, I would never start a conversation.
Trust him. No. I don't like guys with white hair and pink skin.
Yeah.
That to me is like, oh, you're a child molester or you're an alcoholic.
I completely agree.
Hate them. Just on that.
And there's more like kind of, I don't know, there's like a distrustful...
They're perverts.
They're perverts and they're scumbags and assholes. And you could see it in their eyes. You can see when they're sitting around and they're fucking bothered by everything that isn't like, if you're not going, here's money that I think you dropped.
Right.
Or like,
here's a ho-ho. Or
here's
whatever.
A fucking old fashioned straight up. You know, do you need a shot of whiskey?
Right.
I feel like if you're not doing that to like the older white guy.
You're so accurate. Yeah.
Then he's just like, what? Like he's just bothered. They're always bothered.
Yes.
You know, they're always... uncomfortable, everything's inconvenient
for
them.
Well, entitled, because they're at the top of the food chain.
Of course.
So they're hassled by everyone else's fucking existence.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they're, even though they have it the easiest, they're bothered by where they are in life.
Ugh, fuck an old white guy. Aren't they the worst? I do explicitly trust Latin women and black women, hands down. If I had a baby that needed to be looked after, I'd be like, hand it to the Latin lady or the black lady.
Absolutely.
Not a white woman. Fuck a white woman.
With the Latin, there's a reason why they're such good caretakers, and it's because there's such a deep-rooted foundation in Catholicism for them.
Of course.
That is not, but it's different than people who are not Catholic, who are white or black or whatever in the United States, associate now because of all the news stories. Catholic means like, you know,
Christian, or they mean
like child rapist. Like they don't understand
that
like if you're talking about Latin Catholics, it is absolutely at the core of who they are, and it's all about just dedication, suffering, love, being selfless. The Virgin Mary's watching over us, and it's just prayer, rosary, and they're very affectionate people. That's why they're great. People hire them to
loving it. Filipinos too. I trust Filipinos, Catholicos, absolutely.
Of course.
Wow, that is the root of it all, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
Because Catholicism makes you guilty for being a shit.
Right.
So you're not a shit because you don't want to burn in hell.
And everything is, oh, baby Jesus is the best. So
right.
every boy baby that's born Jesus. In the Latin world, they're like, it looks like baby Jesus. they swear to God. Yes.
Not you. What did you look like?
Baby Jesus.
Like black baby Jesus.
I looked exactly like baby Jesus. Jezuska.
Huh. Baby Jezuska.
Baby Jezuska.
Please.
You think Hungos are good caretakers?
No. Never.
If you have a nice Hungarian girl?
No. Never. There are no such thing. Eastern blockers.
Can I tell you some of the Hungos that you've introduced me to? Women. I won't be specific, but I've met a few through you. I don't find them to be the most affectionate.
They're cold as ice.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
They are.
I know. I'm not debating. Listen, Eastern Europeans, Eastern blockers.
Yeah.
I have very little. I've had some babysitters growing up that were Eastern Bloc, obviously, mm-hmm. Hungarians. They were the craziest. They were the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Members of my own family, crazy. You know, there's too much drama in that history, you know?
Yeah.
Now, fuck Eastern Bloc. I wouldn't trust a
Russian.
It's
the lack of
Hungarian
affection, you know?
Fuck that.
I don't feel like there is affection.
No. That's why I married you, because when I met you and your family, like, your Charo was like, I love you, but I love it, you love it, love it. And she's, you know, she was so affectionate and sweet.
Yeah.
And if I would eat a grapefruit in front of her, she goes, do you love it? I go, yeah, I love it. She goes, but do you love it, love it? Do you love it? You have to love it, love it.
Yeah.
And I like those tender kisses.
Sure.
And sweetnesses. Hungarian culture is like, you don't let grapefruit fuck you and, you know, stab you.
Jesus.
Terrible. I wouldn't trust Eastern.
So basically, combined, we like old Indian, black, and Latina women.
Right.
Pretty much.
Indian dudes,
and you're right,
I'll take too.
Dudes too.
I trust Indian men.
Yeah. Why is that? You know why? Because they don't seem
pervy.
As pervy.
They don't.
You know why? Because I think most of them, they seem like nice family guys.
Yes, they are. And you know why? There's right. No Indian rapists. You don't hear of like, hey.
I'm sure there are. I wouldn't say there's no Indian.
No, but I'm saying like in the news, when have you ever seen come up on?
Well, we don't get our news feed from Calcutta.
But we live in LA. It's a major, there's tons of Indians here.
Yeah.
But you never fucking hear, oh, Patusha Atel or Patel fucking gunned down a theater in Silmar or whatever.
Well,
you don't hear,
what?
You don't hear, you know, Pollock Paneer Patel raped and murdered five people.
All right, give the Patels a rest. I'm going to look up Indian rapists.
Russell Peters didn't rape and murder anybody.
No.
They're not rapists and murderers as much as white people. Unlike, what do we have in LA? Mexicans?
What about, your favorite race of all men, Rican.
I love Puerto Ricans.
Ariel Castro, the fucking dungeon raper.
Oh, no.
In Cleveland. Did you meet Charles Ramsey? Everyone was asking me.
You know, I tried, and on every media outlet that I was on, I mentioned it. And everybody was like, he's on to bigger things right now, Christina. He's on The Tonight Show. He's doing Letterman.
Is he on The Tonight Show? Really?
No, everybody was under the impression that he was not in Cleveland that week, that
he was
doing media outside of Cleveland. And I was like, I don't care. I'm going to put it out there.
Well, I keep farting.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How come?
I had a protein, that protein drink, and it was make me fart.
Which one?
The one that was in the fridge. Really made me fart bad.
No, let's describe it, though. What kind of fart?
Hot stinkers.
Are you stewing in it right now?
Yep. Mm. It stings a little. You know when they sting where you're like, oof.
I do know.
Ooh, it smells kind of like a baby shit.
Ugh, like a baby diaper.
It smells like a baby diaper in here. Ugh.
Do you want to hear something else that happened to me?
Yeah.
I had this wonderful driver this week in Cleveland. You've had him before.
Yeah.
He's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing he did that made me so crazy is, you know when like you're sitting in the back seat and then the driver is obviously driving and
yeah.
then you're having a conversation and he insists on looking at you?
Is that snoring, by the way, that I'm hearing?
It's the dog.
Jesus.
Theo.
He's on his back?
It's Theo. No, he's on his side.
Jesus. Really strong.
His beard is caked with filth right now because he ate some bone that's like mushy. He's the cutest fucking thing.
God damn it.
His eyes are open. He's sleeping and he's twitching.
I love that fucking dog.
I know. I want to murder him. Anyways.
Yeah.
So I'm.
He's driving you.
Yeah, he's driving me. And the whole time we're talking, he's looking at the rearview mirror so that he can look at me and talk. It made me so nervous.
I know.
Motherfucker, look at the road. You can still hear me, right? Why do we have to make eye contact? So I would intentionally look away from the rearview mirror so that I was sending him the message like, I don't need eye contact, asshole. I'm looking at Cleveland. Like, please stop.
Yeah, I...
Oh, it's so scary.
The only thing, the other one that bothers me is when you're in the car with like somebody at the radio station or... Mm-hmm. Or the you know, someone from the club picks you up to take you to radio or back to the club or something, and you get in the car and they're like, oh, let me show you this on my phone real quick. And they start searching for stuff on their phone.
And they're driving.
I used to just be the type of person that just bit my tongue about a lot of stuff like that. Yeah. I'd be like, and now I think it's just as you get older, I just go, hey man, can you put that away and we'll do it later? Like when we get to wherever we're gonna go.
You got more to lose. You got a son now.
I have more to lose. I have a son. I have a wife. But then I go, and then sometimes they're like, oh, are you nervous? Because I'm looking at my phone. And I go, yeah. Yeah, because we're on a highway right now. Well, and you're doing 70.
You lunatic.
Can you, I mean, not that I'm a perfect, you know, phone person, but like, dude, but you're driving me.
You're driving somebody else. I also had the experience where the person driving me to the nightclub, the comedy club, picked me up and offers me a roadie. This person was driving and had a Starbucks cup full of alcohol and Red Bull and made another one for me.
Yeah.
As we're driving to the club, I'm like, I don't really think, first of all, this is legal. And second of all, no, I don't need this right now. Like I can do my job sober. I don't really, but who does that? I didn't think people really did that shit.
Yeah, that's a good... I think there's a lot more people drinking roadies than you think. It definitely used to be normal. It used to be standard operating procedure. That used to be like a $25 ticket, I think.
But not in California growing up. My dad never... I don't know anybody that did that.
But in the rest of the country? California, you forget because you're so... You like grew up in this society.
Yeah.
You know, they're always like ahead on laws and progressive ideas. I mean, I grew up in the Midwest mostly and then in the South and...
The South does not give a fuck. I bet you they'll drink and shoot guns at the same time.
Gin and tonic in the car on the way to a bar.
Right.
Or to a friend's house. Like, just get a drink.
In the South? They don't give a fuck.
Fuck no. You mean to tell me that right now if you go to Tuscaloosa and you fucking, I don't know, pull over every car going anywhere, that there aren't some dudes in there fucking... tossing one back.
Well,
you know
who's
probably number one on the list of doing that?
Your dad?
No, my dad, no.
Oh, back in the day?
No.
I thought you said that back in the day maybe he did.
No.
The road is it called?
Roadie?
Yeah.
No. No.
Who is it?
Older white guys.
Oh, older white guy. Entitled, yeah. Well, I'm thinking that any state that allows you to have a gun rack on your car and have weapons in your car, they probably don't give a fuck that you're drinking. You have open containers and shit.
Well, they all care now, but I just think that people still say, fuck that rule, fuck that law.
Do you know what's crazy in Cleveland? My feature act, he had this joke about when the cops show up behind you and the lights flash, what's the first thing you do? Put your seatbelt on, right? And I was like, what? Do that many people fucking drive without seatbelts too? Like, who's doing that?
A lot of people drive without seatbelts. It blows my mind.
Why?
It blows my mind.
Who are you rebelling
against? Because some of them think they're rebelling against just a law that they feel like is being mandated to them that they don't think they have to obey. Some of them think it looks and feels lame. It's not cool. And some people...
It's not cool. It isn't cool.
Putting on a seatbelt, right?
Yeah, it's way lame. Yeah.
Yeah, but and then some people claim that the main reason is that it's just so uncomfortable. I'm not comfortable that way.
Oh no.
My response always to those people is, how do you like eating your meals through a straw?
Right.
Is that comfortable?
Right.
You fucking idiot.
You lunatic.
That is the dumbest shit you can do.
The dumbest. Because I remember as a child, there was no seatbelt laws in California. And my mother and I got into a car wreck when I was five or four. That dog's really barking out there. Yeah. And it fucks you up. Like, you roll around the car. It's very dangerous.
Of course.
So then right after that, I remember the seatbelt laws passed. And, yeah, it was weird at first when you're like, oh, I got to wear this uncomfortable thing.
Yeah, I'm and so then, used to it.
Of course. Why? I don't know. Now it's like.
Are you insane? Yeah. Are you really not wearing a seatbelt?
But the roadie thing I get more than the seatbelt thing.
Yeah.
Like, there's many a drive I've been like, God, you know what would really make this drive better?
Oh, yeah.
A fucking bottle of booze.
Yeah, but can you imagine getting caught with that right now? How fucking stupid you would feel.
Oh, in California? Remember that time we were driving home and there's a roadblock? They test you. What is it? You blow what? A .06 or something? 08? Mm-hmm. And that's it. $10,000. You get your license taken away.
$10,000.
To get it of a DUI? Absolutely.
No, you mean like the overall.
The fines, the legal shit.
Yeah, that's the added, like, overall estimated cost.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But it's not a $10,000 fine.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, yeah, you will end up paying. And then you have to go to AA and listen to all these fucking assholes talk about.
These fucking assholes? Lives.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Well, no, no. Imagine, okay, I had to go to group therapy as part of my. In high school,
yeah,
the shrink made me go to group therapy, and I remember being like, "Man, I hate listening to these assholes," because the people will complain about dumb shit like, "Oh my god, my mom made me clean my room today," and I was like, "Fuck you, mom!" And I'm like, "Oh really? My sister's hooked on crystal meth, and my stepdad throws plates of food across, you know, the fucking living room, mm-hmm. and I don't want to go home every night. Like, why don't you share something real?" I was always comparing my life to them is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's normal, I think, right?
Their lives were never dramatic enough.
Yeah.
So I imagine AA, it's probably the same thing where you're like, TikTok, let's hear a real good story.
You just want the better story.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about your, you know, oh, and then I didn't show up to my kid's birthday party because I was loaded. Like, well, yeah, and everybody does that. It's not a big deal.
Mm.
Right, buddy?
Sure, buddy.
You ever went to an AA meeting?
Yeah.
Well, was it fun or was it boring?
I was more like, holy shit, these people are fucked up.
Really?
Yeah. Because I went to it.
Who was in the meeting?
All fucking weirdos.
Can you give me names?
I don't remember anybody's name.
Oh.
It was all like strangers. How would I know their names? Bob, Tony, CJ. Who would it be?
I'm just kidding.
I don't get it.
Because Alcoholics Anonymous, get it? You're not supposed to know their names.
Oh.
But falls all. Who's in there?
Yeah.
Remember at AA meetings next
Did somebody email you this joke?
No! No, because I remember next door to our house?
Yeah.
We had that church.
Oh.
And I could kind of hear some stuff if I really, really tried to. And it wasn't that exciting.
Yeah, I slept in a dumpster. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard some pretty fucked up stuff at that thing. It was mandated for me to go to.
Are you saying that my AA joke wasn't fun?
No, it was
wasn't
fun.
Silly?
It was fun. It was. You know what? It was a good time joke. And I just wasn't.
You hate me today a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So that was it. I made it not fun. Just because I have so much hatred for you. Oh, by the way, one other thing.
Yeah.
From the road this week.
Yeah.
I don't know why people assume it's okay to shit on Los Angeles as a city that, like, the person you're speaking to, you know, lives in that city.
Right.
Like, it's happened to me. It's been happening to me for years.
Right.
But now that I've been here 11 going on 12 years, you know, I do consider this home. I live mm-hmm. here. I like living here. And it's literally the only city I feel like that I've ever been a part of a conversation where they'll go, where do you live? And I go, Los Angeles. I fucking hate Los Angeles. And I'm like, that's cool. And they're like, yeah, how can you live there? And I go, I love it. You do? It's like, yeah. And
so
why
rude.
Do you think it's okay to... It's literally the equivalent of somebody being like, who are you again? Pajewski? I know you're... I fucking hate your family.
Right.
And you're like, oh, that's cool. And the thing is, they don't say it to anybody who lives in actually shitty places.
Never.
They say it to you. You live in this big city that they assume is like, oh, man, I was out there one time for a conference, and I stayed at the Sheraton on Vermont.
In Valencia?
I fucking hated it.
Well, like, of course, because you were in a shitty part of LA.
That's cool. And you don't tell it to people that even if you thought where they live sucked, you know?
Right. I would never.
No.
No.
If somebody was like, I'm from Erie, Pennsylvania, you don't go, Oh, you are? I fucking hate that place. Because you know that you're going to offend the person that lives there.
Of course. Well, I was on my connection from Detroit. And one of the airline staffers was like, y'all going to L.A.? I was like, yep. And he's like, sure wouldn't want to go there. And I was like, oh, really? You don't want to go to 80-degree weather and sunshine and happy girls on roller skates? You want to stay here at the Detroit airport? It's fucking 40 degrees and freezing here right
fucking
now.
Fucking idiot.
He wants to stay in the airport.
Yeah, in Detroit. Fuck you. I know. You fucking moron. This is a guy who works for the airline?
Yeah.
He worked behind the counter?
He worked for Delta. No, he was assisting a disabled woman. And he was like pulling the wheelchair back, and then
going to LA?
Yeah, he heard us just talking, like some people online, and we were like, yeah. He's like, I'm glad I'm not going there. And this one guy in front of me is like, you're glad you're not going? He's like, it's beautiful there. We have sunshine and the beach and happiness. Like, and he's like, yeah, I don't give a shit about celebrities. And like, nobody mentioned celebrities. And then we're like, what the fuck? We're like, we don't care about celebrities either. He's like, one time I saw Eva Mendes, though. She's fine. I'm like, she is
You do
fine.
Care about celebrities.
Right, so you do. And we've seen her before. She is pretty. She is cute.
Yeah.
Big deal.
So what?
Yeah. You know what really kills me, too?
And that is probably it, though, right?
That he does care
about
celebrities.
No, but I mean, like, a lot. No, but I'm saying a lot of people's assumption of, like, L.A., you mean where it's all movie stars and TV people? And they're like,
all day, every day.
That's all you do and care about?
I don't see famous people every day, do you? Like,
no.
It's so retarded. We have normal lives here.
So fucking stupid.
And even if you do see a famous
normal
person,
lives with a breeze from the ocean. That's what it is.
But every now and then you do see a famous person, and you know what the fun of it is? You go, oh, that person's just like me.
Yeah,
like, oh, they're wearing shitty jeans and they look like shit like I do. Yeah. Big fucking deal.
Or just somebody awesome. Like, you probably wake up every morning, you're like, holy shit, look who's laying next to me.
Theo Huxtable?
No, Tom Segura. Oh. How fucking awesome is that? He's right. He's like fucking 2 inches from me.
And then I smell that dog breath.
What?
And hear your snores. I had to put on earplugs last night again.
You did not hear my snores.
Oh, so loud.
Really?
Between you and Theo?
Wait, it's full. It's back to full snores.
No, actually the dog snores louder than you right now.
Great. That's good news.
And FIFO likes to find little crooks in your body. You know, he like plunks down like a hobo. He finds a perfect place. Then he goes.
Yeah, he just drops down.
Plops like a homeless guy.
When I snore, does it sound like.
Bow, 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 bow,
yes. And another thing that bothered me.
Yeah.
Because I was in Cleveland. And I was curious about the history of Cleveland because there's so many Europeans there. Like, I met a ton of Polacks like me and Albanians and Hungarians.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, well, why? And I asked somebody that's from there who I kind of made friends with, you know. And I was like, why is it that you have this weird mix of people? Like, why is the Eastern Bloc here, basically, and this and that? And he's like, I don't know. I'm like, wait, you're from Cleveland. Like, you were born. I was born here. How do you not know the history?
Was he 7 or 8 years old?
He was a grown ass man.
Jesus.
No idea.
I don't know.
I don't care. Like, how do you not? You've never, and he's never probably left, I'm guessing, Ohio. Maybe
not
curious. Really.
Not curious.
Not interested at all.
Yeah.
Like, it drives me bananas.
Yeah, I know. It makes me crazy.
Or
too.
You go to a small town where there's maybe 5 things to do there, and you're like, where can I get something to eat? And they're like, there's a Walmart. And you're like, no, like a restaurant. I don't know.
Somewhere. My favorite is take me somewhere good. Because if you say that, wherever they take you is their version
of what's
of
amazing.
What's good. Right. Yeah. Take me somewhere good to eat, man.
Never.
And they pull up to like a sports bar. You're like, you like this? You're like, is this good food? Yeah, they got good stuff. They got nachos. They got, fried stuff. They got a burger. I'm like, so this is your favorite restaurant here?
Waffle fries.
Yeah, it's good. Or when they don't know, like, you know, like not knowing anything is like, good. You go, hey, what is that over there?
Nah.
That's a building. And you're like, yeah.
Remember in South Africa when you did that to was it Taj?
Taj, yeah.
Who was like from, we were in Durban, right?
Yeah.
He's like from Durban.
Jesus.
And you're like, hey, Taj, what's that over there? He goes, Jesus. Building.
They're building a building. What are they building? A building. I'm like, yeah, no, I got that part. Like, what is it going to be specifically? I don't know. Building. All right, man.
Don't give a shit. Don't care.
Yeah.
If you ask me about LA, I could tell you a lot of shit about LA. You know why? Because I've lived here since I was 4 years old.
You've
and
asked
I
questions.
Love my city, and You've I know asked a lot of shit. Yeah. Too. I can tell you everything, man. Ask me a question about LA. I'll fucking tell it to you. I'll tell you the answer.
How come there are 39 municipalities within Los Angeles County?
You don't know that.
What?
39 municipalities.
Within Los Angeles
because
County.
Because 39 is the number of gangs that LA County has.
Exactly.
It's named after every... So you've got the Crips, the Bloods, 18th Street, mm-hmm. Salvadorian gangs, black gangs.
Yeah. And there's 39 total?
39 gangs. That's like the 39 stars on the California flag. And I don't know if you saw the flag, but there's somebody on there who's very famous. You, the Oso, the California Oso.
But where are the stars? I don't know the stars. Where are the stars on the flag?
They're on the flag. Hmm. Wonderful state of California next to the bear.
That's really interesting.
The bear shits on the flag, and then there's stars in the poo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is there a downtown that is not open on Sunday?
That's a very good question. Mm-hmm. It's the Mormons.
The Mormons?
Right. The Mormons own downtown LA.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Little
That's
known
interesting.
Fact.
Interesting.
Yep. And the Maytag man, I don't know if you know, remember him?
Yeah.
He's leader of the Mormon church.
What's the tallest building in LA?
The Bonaventure Hotel.
That's not true.
It was, actually, when I was in high school.
Not anymore.
Oh, the tallest. I'm going to guess it's somewhere in downtown LA.
That's true.
Oh, do you know the answer?
Yeah, of course.
The tallest. It's not the Bonaventure
No, Hotel? It's one of the tallest buildings in the world.
The World Trade Center.
The World Trade Center. You got it.
The Empire State Building in LA, that one?
That's true. That's one of the tallest buildings in LA is the Empire State Building, right after the Statue of Liberty. What else?
The Eiffel Tower.
Mm-hmm. These are all very high on the list, but that's not the tallest.
Are you going to tell me what it is?
Yeah, sure. It's the U.S. Bank Building.
Oh, please. I've been there.
You've not been there.
I own that. My dad owns that building. He owns a forklift business, and then he owns that building.
All right, check it out.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Oh my. I like the sound of this. You know what that means?
Guess where I went this week?
The dentist.
I did. I went.
Go to the doctor.
Babe, I hadn't been in a while. I've been telling people nothing but good dental advice, and I haven't been. You went about a month or so ago.
Yeah, and tested my gums and teeth, twos and threes, buddy.
Now, I went for that. I told you a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
But I'm saying he tested me twos and threes, couple fours.
Couple fours. Back molars.
Overall, very happy with it.
And then did you mention to him that you flossed regularly?
Yes, and he was like, yeah, no shit.
He did not say SH.
Yeah, he was like...
He did not
no
say
No shit, it. You got great fucking teeth, man.
No, he said that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, a couple of exciting things. First of all, I had a cavity.
Okay.
In my toothy on my molar. And then he told me that one was starting to come on one of these front teeth.
Oh, in your front chompers?
Yeah. I was like, I didn't even know people got... You know that I actually didn't know that? I didn't know.
I didn't either.
That people could get a cavity on one of these flatter teeth.
I wouldn't know that.
Yeah. And I go, how is there a cavity? I always pictured you needed the wider base of a tooth.
Right.
You know?
I only thought you got cavities in, like, molars.
That's what I'm saying.
Like from your incisor teeth back. Yeah. Like, why would you even get a cavity elsewhere?
But anyways, he told me there was one starting. So he already took care of it. And here's the thing. I go, what's going to happen to that tooth? He goes, he's such a good dentist. He's like, we'll go from the backside. It's a little more difficult, but no one will be able to tell. And that's where it is.
Wonderful.
It's back there. So anyways, he took care of it. He was really quick in and out. No pain. I liked him a lot. I asked him if I could interview him for the show.
Shut up.
Yeah. Now,
you
I don't
did?
Have it. I don't have
oh.
it.
Oh.
Because his schedule was too busy. But yeah. he's agreed to do an interview.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And
that's
so,
huge.
I'm going to go back and talk to him, ask him some dental questions.
I can't wait.
I also asked him, look, man, I'm going to need you to talk about who has better teeth between me and Christina. And he's like, okay, I definitely don't want to get anybody in trouble. I go, there's no trouble. You just need to be honest. He goes, okay.
Well, can I tell you why? I think my answer is he might say you just because, number one, your teeth were buttery yellow popcorn before you went in for your cleaning.
They were not buttery yellow.
They look like buttery popcorn.
No, they don't.
It was weird because I didn't know that you had your cleaning, but then I saw you last night and I was like, why, your teeth are so white.
Yeah.
They're usually very buttery and ugly yellow. And you're like, oh, I had a cleaning done. And that's how I knew. My teeth, however, I have two root canals in the molars mm-hmm. from poor dental work as a child, Eastern Bloc dentistry. And I have two caps on the front of my teeth because I knocked out half of one of my fronts. So I think that those factors alone may make your teeth better, healthier.
Whatever the factors are, yeah. just knowing that I might be the winner makes it all worthwhile, you know?
Mm. My teeth look better, though.
Like, not true.
My teeth look way better.
Yeah, but wait about this. Check this out, okay?
Okay. Okay. He's smiling right now, and he's just showing me what his
smile
looks
like. They're perfect. They're fucking perfect.
You know what really sucks about your smile?
What?
You never had braces, even.
I know.
Fuck you.
Isn't that crazy?
Perfect teeth and perfect vision. And neither did Jane or Maria, right?
They both did.
They both had braces. How did you get away with?
They just came in like
this. Let's see those dirty bottoms. Oh, they're still yellow. Look at the bottoms. You pull your dirty dog lip down. You're like Theo. Push your lip up.
Wait,
so
why are your teeth so much better looking, you think?
I think aesthetically, because I had years of braces,
yeah.
retainer,
yeah.
headgear. I had my teeth professionally whitened. I had the bondings done. Like, my teeth just aesthetically, like, look at my bottoms.
You think your teeth blow mine away? When people look at our teeth, they're like, oh, fuck.
Not by a lot. But I will say, because look how straight my bottoms
let's see.
Yours are kind of jagged, like like rocks on the ocean.
They're not rocks. They no, they're not.
Like a blob, like a cliff with jagged rock.
Let me see.
Rock. Look how straight. Look. You see that?
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
They're perfect, and then perfect.
Oh, your top ones are kind of fucked up, though.
What's wrong with them?
They just look like you've been eating rocks.
Like glass?
Yeah, there's little marks on them.
There's no marks on
There's
my
little
teeth.
Gray and blue marks on most of
That's
your teeth.
That's not true. I will say I have to get my two front bondings redone soon. It's like been 11 years.
I would
since
get some of the
it.
Other bondings redone too.
I don't have any other bondings.
Oh, it just looks like you
Chicken
need them.
Chicken face. Did you ask him about whitening or is that off
yeah,
the table because
yeah.
your teeth are fundamentally yellow?
I said...
Because you've
said,
been drinking pee.
Hey, can I get my teeth?
Hey, can I talk to you for a moment?
Whitened. And he replied, I recorded it. He replied,
this shit should be easy.
That's what he said.
Can I? It's not easy. Because I did the bleaching tray, and that fucking shit that gel burns, dude. It burns up your gums. It burns because it eats everything off your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
The bleach, it hurts like shit.
You know what you sound like right now? Honestly?
I was all fuck.
You sound like,
cry, motherfucker.
That's what you sound like right now.
Give me some hot Cheetos. Where are my hot Cheetos?
Look, we got to get going, but we love you. And there are a lot of reasons why Your Mom's House is the best podcast in the world.
It really is the best one.
But number one, because of you, the little mommy.
Most definitely. And guys, I have my goth list. I'm going to publish it very soon.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
You know what I haven't put up yet that I was supposed to?
What's that, jeans?
My very first gorgeous headshot of me when I look like a soap opera actor.
A Telemundo actor?
Yeah, I really got to put that up. God damn it.
You were so handsome back then.
I know. What happened?
Do you have an outro song prepared?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I think it's pretty appropriate for this episode too. I think
really?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we love you. We will be back on Friday. God damn it. If you're in Portland, come to that second show, 10:30 show.
They don't need your anger.
Get tickets. It's going to be amazing. Portland, Seattle. We'll see you this weekend. We're really excited to be coming to see you.
Can I do a sound for them?
Sure. That was really good.
Thank you.
You ready for the outro song?
Yeah.
We'll see you guys.
See you in a couple mommies. Days.
You're still on, okay? Yeah.
Yo. I go by the name of Dane Jones. I'm with my crew.
You like this so far?
No.
We gonna show y'all what we be snacking on. You dig?
Dumb.
Okay. Hot Cheetos and Takis. Hot Cheetos and Takis. I can't get enough of these Hot Cheetos and Takis. Got my fingers stay red, and I cannot get them off. You can catch me in my coat.
Here we go. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Snack, snack, snack. Crunch, snack, snack. It's about a quarter to a four.
Yep.
Rolling to the stove.
Okay. What you about to get?
Ha, you already know. Got like $3 or $4 and a couple wise cents. But they cut me some hot Cheetos and a lemonade prince.
Okay.
I round around on my bicycle. Round around on my bicycle. Blow to the studio because you know that the kid be melting their microphone. Much you know my talkies like I just don't care. Then I walked up to your girl and she asked me to share. Bow. No, ma'am, I go ham in the grocery store. Yeah. Or Spanish and Taki. Grinding with my allowance so nobody can stop me. Nah. All the kids wanna be him. Nah. Go crazy when they see him. Yeah. My mom hit the ATM cause she know I need them. Hot Cheetos and Takis. Hot Cheetos and Takis. I can't get enough of them Hot Cheetos and Takis. Got my fingers staying red and I cannot get them off me. You can catch me in my coat eating Hot Cheetos and Takis. Snack, snack. Snack, snack, crunch, snack, 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 munch. Hot Cheetos and Takis, Hot Cheetos and Takis. You can catch me in my crew eating Hot Cheetos and Takis. Hot Cheetos and Takis, that's my favorite snack. Bought them with my own money, I won't give them back. I'ma sit slow down, boy, you got the blow. Then I'm in the ghetto, you should drive me to the stove.
Cheetos and Takis,
yep.
No one ever stops it. Got an ice flow, I'm super cold.
Yep.
Everybody knows that I'm so dope.
Really?
I say yes to Takis, and you say no to Cheetos. I can have a man, and you can stick to Fritos.
Big Dang in the snack,
yeah.
You better give it to him. I might snap, like what my finger doing. Yeah, you know what's next.
Yeah.
You can't stop me. I hit it with the flex, and eat some Takis.
Cheetos and Takis. Hot Cheetos and Takis. I can't get enough of them Hot Cheetos and Takis. Got my fingers staying red and I cannot get them off me. You can catch me in my coat eating Hot Cheetos and Takis. Snack,
snack, snack, snack. Crunch, snack, snack, snack. Munch.
Hot Cheetos and Takis. Hot Cheetos and Takis. You can catch me in my coat eating Hot Cheetos and Takis.
I'm getting snacks on snacks on snacks.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm eating all them. Better way if you don't know, Jay got skills for a call like Snorkel Bolos. All them Skittles, Starburst, Fritos, and Doritos.
Yeah.
But nothing can compare to them H-O-T, Cheetos, and them Takis. So watch me go hammer with my snack first. And I chew my food, cause you know I got the manners.
Wow.
And then I start to dance, and I jog it to the floor.
Yep.
And now I need
Yo.
A snack, headed
yeah.
to the corner store.
Yo,
so
Hot Cheetos and Takis. Hot Cheetos and Takis. I can't get enough of these Hot Cheetos and Takis. Got my fingers staying red and I cannot get them off me. You can catch me in my crew eating Hot Cheetos and Takis. Snack,
snack.
Cause you can catch me on my